Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Do you know that there's a test that under American citizenship, I'm going to give you guys a test this morning. You're going to have a test, John, Pat, you're going to have a test before the whole world. If you don't pass this test, you can no longer be an American citizen, because this is the citizenship test that's given to America, to people who want to become a citizen. Okay? We won't be able to ask them all, but we'll ask a few, and then we'll ask them over a period of time. We're going to talk about, you know, what's the original tent of America? What was, and see, this is what's happening is, we've missed the original tent of our country. What was our founding fathers' purpose? What did they want? And they wanted, first of all, the government not to mess with religion, for us to be able to freely worship God, of course, the First Amendment and all, but also that it was not going to be a theocracy where some religion was going to be over America, but it was going to be a government that allowed us to worship God freely. And so when you so you have to be loyal to the U.S. Constitution when you come to America and you want to be a citizen. By the way, and if you're here, you're supposed to be loyal to the Constitution. Our president, all the way down to our military, Congress, Senate, governors, whoever, they have to pick a pledge that they pledge to defend the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. So this Constitution is very, very important. And what we have is people not passing this very first part of the test, you know, which says, okay, good, you don't want to be in America. That's okay, that's fine. And the first question is, John, this is to you. What is the supreme law of the land? John.
The supreme law of the land. It's the Constitution.
Yes. The very first question. Isn't that wild? The very first question of the citizenship, how to become a citizen, should clarify things that if you want a caliphate in America, you don't belong here, because the supreme law of the land is the U.S. Constitution. The reason why they want to do away with the Constitution, listen, they want to do away with the supreme law of the land. That's the very first question, America. That's the very first question. So many of us, you know, are failing that test because we're just thinking it's not that relevant. It's like it's not only relevant, it's the supreme law of the land.
Wow.
Somebody says, oh, it's just outdated. It is the supreme law of the land.
Period.
So that's the first question. So you got that right. So far, you can stay in America, but I'll let you know when you finish this. This next question is directed to Pat. Pat. Number two, what does the Constitution do? What does the Constitution do? He's not on for this segment.
Well, gives us our rights.
Well, it sets up our government. It defines the government, and it protects our basic rights. Those three things. And so if you want to know why is there a executive branch, why is there a legislature branch, why is there a judiciary branch? Because it says so in the Constitution. It's a balance of powers. Why do presidents only, I'm not going to tell you other future questions. So yeah, it does our rights, but also sets up the government, and it defines the government. So when people are wanting to change our Constitution, they want to change the definition of government.
All right.
See what they're doing? So you say you can't do that. You know, you can't change the Constitution and think you're going to have the same form of government.
Doesn't work.
Because it's defined in it. It's very good. You can stay in America, even though you're a Saints fan. John, we're going to just do 5 today. John, number three.
There's more.
Oh, there's 100 questions. We're going to ask this.
100?
We want all of our... I know. You still... not. You have to get your
I still
backs.
May be deported.
Yeah, you're going to be deported. We're going to self-deport. Right. Self-deport. That was a wrong statement. Okay. The idea of self-government is in John, this is you. The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. What are these three words?
Repeat the question again.
John, this one's to you. The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. John, what are these three words?
We the people.
Awesome. Very good. Hey. We the people in order to form, right?
Yep.
So it's like that's a self-government. That's why we have to participate in it. And I don't, we'll probably, it'll be tomorrow, but if we do today, understand that people did not want to self-govern. That's why they wanted a king. They didn't want somebody to fight their battles for them. And the Constitution set up where you're going to have to fight your own battles. You're going to have to do the hard work in your life. You know, government's not going to sweep into the rescue. But if you start turning to government, then you're going to redefine it. And it's no longer we the people, but it's we the government. Mm. So if you're becoming a citizen, if you just took the citizenship test and you were Mexican or you were Chinese or you were, I don't know, Iraqi or something, you're coming to America, you're going to have to pass this test to be a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the next one. This will go to John, right?
I just did.
Okay, question number four, Pat.
Mm.
What is an amendment? What is an amendment?
At the Bill of Rights.
Is everything packed?
Well, no, I mean, I thought it's the,
No, think about the word.
Religion.
Think about the word here.
Right to bear arms.
But what is an amendment?
Oh, something they added to it.
Yeah, very good. Okay, you can unpack your things. It's a change or an addition. A change or an addition. So, yeah, the Constitution was written, and then they made amendments to the Constitution. So the things that we're going to talk about probably in the future of this part of the test is our amendments that were added to the Constitution. The Constitution was written, and then they made changes to the Constitution, which that's one thing that we can do. We can change things. If the people operate in the form of representative government that we were supposed to, that if we do what it says and how to make changes, we can make changes to. And a lot of changes, not a lot, there's been a specific amount of changes that have been made, but it means a change to the Constitution or an addition to the Constitution. And last but not least for today, the original 10 of America. And we have so many people, talking about, judging people who are wanting to come to our country. First of all, we all came here from somewhere else.
That's
God,
right.
As Christians, we should be wide open in our arms, welcoming the alien and making sure they have food and health care or whatever. We don't shun anybody as a Christian, but we do say, hey, to be able to sustain this country, you need to be loyal to our Constitution. That's our supreme law. If you come here and you're not loyal to, if you're an enemy of a domestic enemy or a foreign enemy of our Constitution, sorry, bro, we won't blend together.
That's right.
This is our operating system, and you'll come against it. John, right?
Mm-hmm.
John. Well, he was quick on that one. This is our fifth and final question for today. What do you call the first 10 amendments, the 10 changes, the 10 additions to?
Oh, man.
The Constitution.
Come on.
Bill of Rights.
Yeah, the Bill of Rights. Oh, that's so wonderful. You did an excellent, excellent job.
You gave him all the easy ones.
Oh, my goodness. Well, think about it. Isn't that amazing, though, that most people don't understand that have been born in America, that people that come to America, they have to answer this test. They have to answer enough questions on this test to pass it to become an American citizen. But if you look at the people that are coming to America, you would say, did you really take this test? And it's not the fact people say, I think we should just take all these people that have come to America illegally or whatever, that just make them citizens. Well, no, you first need to teach them these principles, and they need to be able to know them, and then they can pass, if they pass the test, and if they agree to be loyal to the Constitution,
right,
and to defend it from enemies foreign and domestic, then come on in. Let's all, we need help. We need, especially in America, because Americans don't want to do a lot of the work. And so, as Christians, we can't buy on to some conservative or liberal viewpoint about the foreigner. As foreigners, we're thinking about, blessed is he who takes care of the alien, who makes sure there's enough food for the passerby, that God watches how we treat the poor, or treat people who are not part of your community, for example. And so we want to know. So we're going to be taking, this is original 10 of America, and we're going to be taking this test from time to time just to find out. And I think it's going to encourage you, and you'll be able to catch all the segments together. I'm sure they'll be all referenced to each other on the VFN Torch. But there's 100 questions, and if you didn't pass these, you need to study this test to you know, say, you know what, I want to be a good American before I start criticizing other people who I said they don't need to be American. I didn't even know.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. It's sort of like the people that are, you know, fighting about having the Ten Commandments taken out of the courtroom, and they don't even know what the Ten Commandments are.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
Wow. Yeah, it's just totally, totally crazy. You know, yesterday, listen up. We are going to go to back to the original tent of America, and it's the second five questions from the citizenship test. So we're going to find out. We're going to ask you, John and Pat. We are going into the next questions. Y'all did pretty well. Y'all still get to remain citizens of America. We have 100 of these, and we're going to do five of them today. We had five yesterday. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, Pat was complaining that, you know, John, you got all the easy ones, and you got the hard ones.
Yes. Oh,
but in case you missed what was yesterday, it was a very powerful, you know, understanding, you know, what is the supreme law of the land? Think about it. What do we operate by? Mm-hmm. It's the United States Constitution. And when people talk about messing with the Constitution, talking about messing with the supreme law of the land, our operating system. Mm-hmm. And if you have a computer, you know when your operating system gets messed up, everything gets messed up. Mm-hmm. And we don't want anybody messing with the Constitution. The next was, you know, what does the Constitution do? You know, it's very, very important because a lot of people don't realize what it does.
Right.
They're looking at what it does, but they don't realize that's where it came from. Well, it sets up the government, it defines the government, and it protects basic rights of us citizens, the citizens of America. And the idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. We ask, you know, what were they? And of course, it's we, the people. We, mm-hmm. the people, are the first three words of the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. It's awesome, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we have to participate in government and if we want to keep it. We have to participate in it. And the next was, you know, what is an amendment? Amendment is a change to the Constitution, an addition to the Constitution. So first you had the Constitution, then they started making changes to it or additions to it. But there's the Constitution sets up how that happens. So you can't just do it. You know, there has to be a major majority of people that do that. And finally, is what do you call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? And of course, that is called the Bill of Rights. A lot of people look at the Constitution and say, I'm trying to find the Bill of Rights. What it actually is the Constitution is the first 10 amendments.
Mm-hmm.
It's where our rights come from. So now here we are. We are in the next question that you guys don't. So we're going to give you time when you're ready to answer the question to say you're ready. So you'll hear music just like this.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you get it wrong, it's going to sound something like this. Right. Which also means that could
he's got a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah. And of course, if you get it right, you know, all the audience is going to be cheering you on right here. But understand this, that you may have to pack your luggage. And we will self-deport you. That is a GOP word they don't use anymore.
All right.
Exactly.
He's like, oh, we need to rethink this self-deport thing. Yeah, you read the Bible. We should actually take care of the alien. We just got to get them to connect to the supreme law of the land. Quit messing with the supreme law of the land. Teach them. I mean, they're learning it here in the citizenship. Maybe Congress needs to take this test.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? But right now, Pat and John's going to take it. So here we are. Here is question number 6 on the American citizenship test. What is one right or freedom? This is Pat. This is directed to you, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
What is one right or freedom from the First Amendment to the Constitution? Give us one right or one freedom. I just want to let you think about it a little bit and just let us know when you're ready. No, you can't Google it. Don't Google it.
Okay.
All right, Pat. Here it is. What is one?
Okay.
One right that you get from the First Amendment, which is a change, right, to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What is one of them?
Freedom of religion.
Very good. Oh, my goodness. Hey, it's totally wonderful. You get to stay in the United States of America. So far.
Did you Google up there?
I was trying to. He had to stop him from trying to Google it. He was like he was on his iPhone trying to look up stuff and everything, and he didn't realize it was sitting right in front of him in a little book called the Constitution.
I saw that.
He's like,
I saw.
You looked?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, John. Here's.
I restrained myself.
Question number two. Question number two of today's questions from the citizenship. Look, he's looking all down. Hey, what are you working on? Get your hands off
your
keyboard.
Get your head up.
Hands on the steering wheel, sir. Hands on the steering wheel. Okay, here it is. I want you to be thinking about it after I ask you. Let's just jump in because I want to know your final answer, okay? How many amendments does the Constitution have? All right, you got the answer? Wait. Okay, let us know.
I think I got it. I'm not sure.
All right.
19.
Start packing, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
I wasn't Googled up.
No. It's actually, think about it, 27 amendments.
I was going to say
that. That was my second choice.
Excuse the punch. The punch just happened.
That was my second.
That was one of the numbers that came to mind.
Yeah. 27, but think about it. For 230 years or whatever, mm-hmm. that there's only been 27 changes or additions to, and some of those changes were undoing changes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was fixing past ones. That's powerful, powerful document.
That's good.
That's a few words. I wish the healthcare bill was that small, right?
Yeah, right.
Ooh.
Well, you think about it. So obviously, John, you need to go ahead and start packing things up. I know that. You know, Puerto Rico is a territory, right? It's not.
It's a territory.
So you're gonna have to find. It can't go there. You got to find some particular place outside of America. I was thinking more like Nepal or something of that nature, right there. Okay, the next question. The next question from the citizenship test of the Constitution of the United States is gonna go to Pat. I don't know. I guess you can watch the Saints on satellite, from Nepal or something like that. But here it is. I want you to take your time and think about it. Don't just jump on it because this could cost you, your house and everything in America. Mm-hmm. And Tracy's going to be really upset about that. What did the Declaration of Independence do? I want you to think about this. Think about it. What did the Declaration of Independence do? Da, da, da. Hello?
I'm here. He's giving us some time.
All right.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
What did the Declaration... He was looking at the Google in his forehead. You know how he closes his eyes? He's got this like eyeball on his head. He was looking past all the hot sauce.
Yeah, I was searching my RAM.
The slap your mama hot sauce. He was looking past that. He messes his ability to think up. So what did... The question is, Pat, what mm-hmm. did the Declaration of Independence do?
All right. They declared their independence from the motherland, England.
Yay! Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. Oh, my goodness. Yes. It actually announced our independence from Great Britain, mm-hmm. Declared our independence as well, and said the United States is free mm-hmm. from Great Britain. So when you're looking at Great Britain today, because it's been so long, you might not know mm-hmm. this. When you're watching, C-SPAN and watching the Parliament talk, realize that was part of us and our history there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if you were watched the Olympics, but when you watch the Olympics, we were part of all that, prior to the American Revolution that mm-hmm. took place. But we separated ourselves. It just says then there comes a time mm-hmm. when the only thing you can do that's right is separate yourself from what is to establish mm-hmm. what will be. Mm-hmm. And that's what, when you listen to, go back to original intent in the VFN torch and just listen to George Washington's story. Mm. An awesome man. And there's a reason why he's on every dollar bill. He's not what today's people say he is. I mean, he's a man of integrity that said this is not right. And he stood up and fought for it and led people. It's just amazing. You can find that on the VFN torch. Okay. Now question number 9. This is going to have this one. One more. It's going to go to John, right? Mm-hmm. John, here it goes. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this? Make sure it's going to be your final answer. And what are two rights? I'm not talking about every one of them. What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence? What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence? All right, here we go.
You said in the Declaration of Independence?
Right. Yes, John.
I think we're going to run out of music here.
What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence? Okay. What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence?
All right. So it's getting a little bit tossed back and forth with the Bill of Rights. I had to clarify. I got to get my thinking cap on. Declaration of Independence, two rights. One was to freedom to serve God the way they want to serve God. Yes. You know, finish. Hold on.
What's another one? That one's wrong. What's going to be? Another, get a chance for another one.
Declaration of Independence.
They yes.
Right to have representative government. Pat, you got the book here.
Let's think about it. You know, Will Smith made a movie about this particular man that he believed in the Declaration of Independence. What was the name of that movie? Pursuit of Happiness. You have the rights we have in the Declaration of Independence is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, wow.
Hey! Oh my goodness! You need to go ahead and just get good tickets on your Google. Google. That's two. That is two. And I don't know, Nepal.
Well, would you visit me?
Iran? We can Skype. We can Skype from Iran. You know,
there you go.
Iran right there.
Yeah,
right. I'm talking to the Ayatollah this morning. VFN Radio. I'm out of breath as I'm running for my life. You know.
Right.
Okay, Pat. This is the final question for today. Under the original intent of America, John, that's too wrong. We got to figure this out. We got 100 total, and obviously we're not going to do today. We're just going to do this next one. What is freedom of religion? Think about it. What is religious freedom? Here we go. This is your final answer. What is freedom of religion?
Well, it's part of the First Amendment, but it's freedom to worship God the way you want to.
Yeah. It's very good.
I'm sensing some softball questions over there. Yeah. I'm sensing some, you know.
Everybody quiet down a bit. Listen. You can practice any religion or not practice a religion.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important, because when somebody tells you that this is the way God tells you to live your life.
Yeah.
And that's why they made such a big stand when the healthcare bill, when they're talking about they're going to force Catholics who believe in and follow Jesus and what the Bible says about, you know, all life matters and saying that they're going to violate their constitutional rights when they say you can't follow or practice your religion. We're going to change that and say you're going to have to pay for insurance that will allow your employees to abort children, which is against their religious beliefs. And so that's why it's a constitutional matter, because remember, it's our supreme law. The Constitution is our supreme law. And not only is it our supreme law, but each of us as individuals have those constitutional rights. And so when somebody is telling you that you can't worship God that way, and there's a big one going on right now about raising children and how parents want to raise their children, the government's getting all into that, and they're violating people's constitutional right by saying that, you know, children have some constitutional right, you know, because they're not wanting to walk in as their parents walk in in the faith towards God. And so we're finding out right now. And you guys haven't told me, you did a good job.
I'm
really concerned. We need to keep that up on the board right here. It's too wrong for John. And if anybody wants to donate any luggage or has any boarding passes or stuff like that, we still, because it's a very, very small world. You know, we got
friends, huh?
Yeah, we can Skype. You need to go ahead and talk to
Avi. Set me up with Avi over there in Israel.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool place. It's a pretty cool place. It has a lot of windy moments as missiles flying over your head, but isn't that something to think about? It, you know, we're done with that, but think about it. That's what we do. You know, we this is what people do to become an American citizen. These are things, questions that they're asked and they have to know. The question is to me is like, why does our president and our Senate and our Congress forget about these things? You know, and all we got to do, we want people to come to America. That's the strength of America. But we want you also to connect and be loyal to the supreme law of the land, and we want you to know it and forgive us for not knowing it, but we're learning it again, and or for the first time, and we were going to be loyal to it as well, because you swear an oath that you will protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, which is the supreme law, from enemies foreign and domestic. So we can all get along if we all agree to the supreme law of the land of the Constitution, which is a brilliant, brilliant document that was put together by our founding fathers right there. Did a wonderful job. You know, yesterday, listen up. We are going to go to back to the original tent of America. And it's the second five questions from the citizenship test. So we're going to find out. I'm going to ask you, John and Pat. We are going into the next questions. Y'all did pretty well. Y'all still get to remain citizens of America. We have 100 of these, and we're going to do five of them today. We had five yesterday. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, Pat was complaining that, you know, John, you got all the easy ones and you got the hard ones.
Yeah. Oh,
but in case you missed what was yesterday, it was a very powerful, you know, understanding, you know, what is the supreme law of the land? Think about it. What do we operate by? Mm-hmm. It's the United States Constitution. And when people talk about messing with the Constitution, talking about messing with the supreme law of the land, our operating system. Mm-hmm. And if you have a computer, you know when your operating system gets messed up, everything gets messed up. Mm-hmm. And we don't want anybody messing with the Constitution. The next was, you know, what does the Constitution do? You know, it's very, very important because a lot of people don't realize what it does.
Right.
They're looking at what it does, but they don't realize that's where it came from. Well, it sets up the government, it defines the government, and it protects basic rights of us citizens, the citizens of America. And the idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. We ask, you know, what were they? And of course, it's we, the people. We, the people, are the first three words of the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. It's awesome, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And so we have to participate in government, and if we want to keep it, we have to participate in it. And the next was, you know, what is an amendment? Amendment is a change to the Constitution, an addition to the Constitution. So first you had the Constitution, then they started making changes to it or additions to it. But there's the Constitution sets up how that happens. So you can't just do it. You know, there has to be a major majority of people that do that. And finally, is what do you call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? And of course, that is called the Bill of Rights. A lot of people look at the Constitution and say, I'm trying to find the Bill of Rights. What it actually is the Constitution is the first 10 amendments.
Mm-hmm.
It's where our rights come from. So now here we are. We are in the next question that you guys don't. So we're going to give you time when you're ready to answer the question to say you're ready. So you'll hear music just like this.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you get it wrong, it's going to sound something like this. Right. Which also means that could be.
He's got a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah. And of course, if you get it right, you know, all the audience is going to be cheering you on right here. But understand this. That you may have to pack your luggage.
Uh-oh.
And we will self-deport you. That is a GOP word they don't use anymore.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. No more.
It's like, we need to rethink this self-deport thing. Yet, you read the Bible. We should actually take care of the alien. We just got to get them to connect to the supreme law of the land. Quit messing with the supreme law of the land. Teach them. I mean, they're learning it here in the citizenship. Maybe Congress needs to take this test.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? But right now, Pat and John's going to take it. So here we are. Here is question number 6 on the American citizenship test. What is one right or freedom? This is Pat. This is directed to you, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
What is one right or freedom from the First Amendment to the Constitution? Give us one right or one freedom. I just want to let you think about it a little bit and just let us know when you're ready. No, you can't Google it. Don't Google it.
Okay.
All right, Pat. Here it is. What is one?
Okay.
One right that you get from the First Amendment, which is a change, right, to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What is one of them?
Freedom of religion.
Very good. Oh, my goodness. Hey, it's totally wonderful. You get to stay in the United States of America so far.
Did you Google up there?
We had to stop him from trying to Google it. He was like he was on his iPhone trying to look up stuff and everything. And he didn't realize it was sitting right in front of him in a little book called the Constitution.
I saw that.
He's like,
I saw
you looked?
No.
Okay. Nope. Okay, John, here
I restrain myself.
Question number two. Question number two of today's questions from the citizenship. Look at, he's looking all down. Hey, what are you working? Get your hands off your keyboard.
Head up. Get your head
hands
up.
Hands on the steering wheel, sir. Hands on the steering wheel. Okay, here it is. I want you to be thinking about it after I ask you. Don't just jump in because I want to know your final answer, okay? How many amendments does the Constitution have? All right, you got the answer? Wait. Okay, let us know.
I think I got it. I'm not sure.
All right.
19.
Start packing, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
I wasn't Googled up.
No. It's actually, think about it, 27 amendments.
I was going to say that.
That was my second choice.
Excuse the punch. The punch just happened.
That was my second choice.
That was one of the numbers that came to mind.
Yeah. 27, but think about it. For 230 years or whatever, mm-hmm. that there's only been 27 changes or additions to, and some of those changes were undoing changes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was fixing past ones. That's powerful, powerful document.
That's good.
That's a few words. I wish the healthcare bill was that small, right?
Yeah, right.
Ooh.
Well, you think about it. So obviously, John, you need to go ahead and start packing things up. I know that. You know, Puerto Rico is a territory, right? It's not.
It's a territory.
So you're going to have to find, you can't go there. You got to find some particular place outside of America. I was thinking more like, you know, Nepal or something of that nature right there. Okay, the next question from the citizenship test of the Constitution of the United States is going to go to Pat. I don't know. I guess you can watch the Saints on satellite, you know, from Nepal or something like that. But here it is. I want you to take your time and think about it. Don't just jump on it because this could cost you, you know, your house and everything in America. Mm-hmm. And Tracy's going to be really upset about that. What did the Declaration of Independence do? I want you to think about this. Think about it. What did the Declaration of Independence do? Da, 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 da. Bop. Hello?
I'm here. He's giving us some time.
All right.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
What did the Declaration... He was looking at the Google in his forehead. You know how he closes his eyes? He's got this like eyeball on his head. He was looking past all the hot sauce.
Yeah, I was searching my RAM.
The slap your mama hot sauce. He was looking past that. He messes his ability to think up. So what did... The question is, Pat, what mm-hmm. did the Declaration of Independence do?
All right. They declared their independence from the motherland, England.
Yay! Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. Oh, my goodness. Yes. It actually announced our independence from Great Britain, mm-hmm. Declared our independence as well, and said the United States is free mm-hmm. from Great Britain. So when you're looking at Great Britain today, because it's been so long, you might not know mm-hmm. this. When you're watching, you know, C-SPAN and watching the Parliament talk, realize that was part of us and our history there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know if you were watched the Olympics, but when you watch the Olympics, we were part of all that, you know, prior to the American Revolution that mm-hmm. took place. But we separated ourselves. It just says then there comes a time mm-hmm. when the only thing you can do that's right is separate yourself from what is to establish mm-hmm. what will be. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, when you listen to, go back to original intent in the VFN torch and just listen to George Washington's story. Mm. An awesome man. And there's a reason why he's on every dollar bill. He's not what today's people say he is. I mean, he's a man of integrity that said this is not right. And he stood up and fought for it and led people. It's just amazing. You can find that on the VFN torch. Okay. Now question number 9. This is going to have this one. One more. It's going to go to John, right? Mm-hmm. John, here it goes. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this? Make sure it's going to be your final answer. Then. What are two rights? I'm not talking about every one of them. What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence? What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence? All All right, here we go.
You said in the Declaration of Independence?
Yes, John.
I think we're going to run out of music here.
What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence? Okay. What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence?
All right. So it's getting a little bit tossed back and forth with the Bill of Rights. I had to clarify. I gotta get my thinking cap on. Declaration of Independence, two rights. One was to freedom to serve God the way they want to serve God. Yes! You know, finish. Hold on.
What's another one? That one's wrong. What's gonna be another, get a chance for another one?
Declaration of Independence.
They yes.
Right to have representative government. Pat, you got the book here.
Let's think about it. You know, Will Smith made a movie about this particular man that he believed in the Declaration of Independence. What was the name of that movie? Pursuit of Happiness. You have the rights we have in the Declaration of Independence is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, wow.
Hey! Oh my goodness! You need to go ahead and just get quick tickets on your Google. Google. That's two. That is two. And I don't know, Nepal.
Well, would you visit me?
Iran? We can Skype. We can Skype from Iran. You know,
there you go.
Iran right there.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. I'm talking to the Ayatollah this morning. BFN Radio. I'm out of breath as I'm running for my life. You know.
Right.
Okay, Pat. This is the final question for today. Under the original intent of America, John, that's too wrong. We got to figure this out. We got 100 total, and obviously we're not going to do it today. We're just going to do this next one. What is freedom of religion? Think about it. What is religious freedom? Here we go. This is your final answer. What is freedom of religion?
Well, it's part of the First Amendment, but it's freedom to worship God the way you want to.
Yeah. It's very good.
I'm sensing some softball questions over there. Yeah. I'm sensing some, you know.
Everybody quiet down a bit. Listen. You can practice any religion or not practice a religion.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important, because when somebody tells you that this is the way God tells you to live your life.
Yeah.
And that's why they made such a big stand when the healthcare bill, when they're talking about they're going to force Catholics who believe in and follow Jesus and what the Bible says about, you know, all life matters and saying that they're going to violate their constitutional rights when they say you can't follow or practice your religion. We're going to change that and say you're going to have to pay for insurance that will allow your employees to abort children, which is against their religious beliefs. And so that's why it's a constitutional matter, because remember, it's our supreme law. The Constitution is our supreme law. And not only is it our supreme law, but each of us as individuals have those constitutional rights. And so when somebody is telling you that you can't worship God that way, and there's a big one going on right now about raising children and how parents want to raise their children, the government's getting all into that, and they're violating people's constitutional right by saying that, you know, children have some constitutional right, you know, because they're not wanting to walk in as their parents walk in in the faith towards God. And so we're finding out right now. And you guys, it's overall, you did a good job.
Thank you.
I'm really concerned. We need to keep that up on the board right here. It's too wrong for John. And if anybody wants to donate any luggage or has any boarding passes or stuff like that, we still, because it's a very, very small world. You know, we got
You got friends, huh?
Yeah, we can Skype. We can Skype. You need to go ahead and talk to
Avi. Set me up with Avi over there in Israel.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool place. It's a pretty cool place. It has a lot of windy moments as missiles flying over your head. But isn't that something to think about it? You know, we're done with that. But think about that's what we do. You know, this is what people do to become an American citizen. These are things, the questions that they're asked and they have to know. The question is to me is like, why does our president and our Senate and our Congress forget about these things? You know, and all we got to do, we want people to come to America. That's the strength of America. But we want you also to connect and be loyal to the supreme law of the land. And we want you to know it and forgive us for not knowing it. But we're learning it again and or for the first time. And we were going to be loyal to it as well, because you swear an oath that you will protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, which is the supreme law, from enemies foreign and domestic. So we can all get along if we all agree to the supreme law of the land of the Constitution, which is a brilliant, brilliant document that was put together by our founding fathers right there. Did a wonderful job. Hey, here we are.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the citizenship. The citizenship, there's 100 questions that everybody wants to be a U.S. citizen has to take. And it seems like a lot of people forget it after taking it. And it's like our Congress, I think they forgot it. Mm-hmm. And we need to set them all down and say, listen, we're going to have a test today. And it's not multiple choice. You're going to have to answer these 100 questions. And if you get a C or below, you're going to have to leave this government building and we will have another election in your district.
Mm.
We'll have another election. Imagine, huh? Imagine what would happen. And not only that, but when you get the answer right, your fruit has to line up with your answer, because it says very specifically in the oath that you have to bear fruit in this. You have to be fruitful in this answer. And if your fruit don't line up with the answer, would it say, you know, bye-bye, sayonara, all those wonderful things. So here we are today. We're going to, you know, we've already asked questions 1 through 10. And as you know, John is behind.
A little bit.
Is packing his Samson Fright, you know, about ready to possibly, you know, you can redeem yourself today. We're going to ask 11, from 11, we're going to ask five more questions of the citizenship. I know that Pat's been studying up, John. I don't know if you know that or not.
He found
my answer book. You know what I'm saying? You know, we'll see if he's got a short-term memory, though. We'll see how well that works.
Let's see what happens. Yeah.
So the first question is going to go to you, John. Okay. Here's the question. It's a simple, simple question. Remember, too, that in this, you know, you're going to have take your time and think about it. And all of your lists, I want you to think about it, too. And when you're ready, let me know when you got the answer, because it's going to be your final answer. And at that particular point, then and only then are you going to get the answer. Here's the question. Question is, to become a U.S. citizen, it's going to be, what is the economic system of the United States? What is the economic system of the United States?
Play that song again.
Come on, man.
Okay, here we are. Here we are.
Are you Googling over there?
The question, you can't Google. You shouldn't be Googling. Are you Googling?
He's Googling.
Okay, you hit me Googling. Okay, the question is, what is the economic, what is the financial, what is the economic system in the United States? What is the economic system in the United States? And I'll give you a little hint. I'll give you a little hint. It has vowels and consonants in the word. And it uses only letters in the alphabet. No other letters at all.
The test is a multiple choice test. The test helps here. No.
I'm going to give you a hint. Occupy Wall Street is against it.
Oh, Wall Street. Capitalism.
What's that?
Capitalism.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess so. We'll get that, I guess. We'll get that. Understand that when people are saying that the 99% protest that's going on, Occupy Wall Street, what are they protesting against? They're protesting against the economic system, how we handle money, how we handle our economy in America. So some people don't know that it's our system. So they're protesting against the system. So when you hear see Occupy Wall Street and they're protesting and our president's for that, he's actually talking in support for that, that there's actually our president saying when he says I'm for Occupy Wall Street, I think they're doing a good job. When, you know, or how he said it, that he was kind of thought this is a good way to speak it out. And what they're saying is we're against the way the economy works in America. We want to fundamentally transform the very question number 11 on the citizenship test. You know, think about it.
Wow.
I mean, you're looking at, you know, we're looking at losing our country, America. We're looking at, if we don't know what it is, and it's capitalism, that's our economy, or also called the market economy. That's why they say, listen, somebody says when things are getting bad, people, you have presidents that say, listen, go out and buy some things. Or they give you some money. There's some presidents that said they gave money to people. And somebody says, why did they do that? Because our economic system, the way it works is your confidence that things are going to continue to work. And you've got to spend money for America's economy to work. That's how we're designed. So they're not being rude. They're not saying, you know, why Rome burns, go spend money. They're saying, let's restart this whole economy. So when our current president is saying we want to tax you and we want to take money from you to make a bigger government, that gives you less money to be able to spend to keep this economy going, to keep America going. So the more you tax Americans, the less we'll be able to do what we were required to do to keep this America going, which is a capitalist where we're spending money. That's our economy, it's how we spend money. And a capitalist is where, you know, somebody comes up with an idea and they say, listen, I like what you're doing. And they give you some money to help start your business. They loan you money maybe from a bank, or they give you money from their savings, and you either pay them interest for the money, or you give them dividends for the money. But it's people, it's how it works. Wow. So when the 99%, which is just the number they picked out, listen, it's not 99%, it's them. And it was just a handful. But it is relevant. And if you can look at the prophetic words where Guy Fawkes, you can find out about the Guy Fawkes master, where I mean, things are going to happen. You're already starting to see it leak out now. And I think the next 4 years is going to be filled with protests of employees protesting against boards and owners and other companies. And it's going to be flipping this country in a way of thinking differently. But so that's the question. That was the question for the citizenship test. Number two, the next question is going to be going to Pat. And it is, you ready? Okay, this is number two. What is the rule of law? What is the rule of law? So let me help you out here. What is the context? I'll give you Occupy Wall Street.
He's got the computer in front of him. That's what I'm saying.
No, he's not. He's really not. He's just staring off into the emptiness of nowhere.
I'm trying to pull something. You know? Lord, help me.
So you know,
Lord, help me.
It's not what is the definition of the rule of law, but what is the rule of law? What does that mean? What does the rule of law mean? What does the rule of law mean?
That's not helping.
You think about it, we got to start looking at everybody differently, don't we? We have to say, wait a minute, you know, do we know these things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't they teach us these things in school?
Mm-mm. I don't think I skipped that class.
Yeah, I think they would have gave. They no, I don't think they did.
They never taught it.
And we should have 100 questions about you know that everybody should answer, you know, and about who we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And if you don't know who you are, people will tell you who you are, and that's what's happening right now because America doesn't know who they are. You have people telling us who they want us to be, and there's no grit. But you
think
know,
about this. Mm-hmm. You know, my son right now is learning about Egypt and pharaohs and all this type of stuff. You know, current events is like, I mean, about what's going on. And you need to be knowing what
about
we're talking
America.
About today.
Yes, knowing about America. So what is the rule of law? So the concept is, you know, the rule of law that rules over, right? So everyone, this is some different statements you could say that kind of says that. Everyone must follow the law. Leaders must obey the law. Government must obey the law. And no one is above the law. You could say in all those different ways. And what are we seeing right now? We're actually seeing our current leadership in America that is violating what? The rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just like, you get all these different, many, many different things that are taking place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, when you think about Benghazi, when you think about what we're being lied to by our government, well, you can't mm-hmm. do that. It's illegal to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't, you know, just so many things, laws are being violated right in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not hidden. It's just right out, right in front of us.
Blatant.
And you know, we don't even understand that that's not to be accepted because it says, you know, even the rule of law means that the government must also obey the law. No one is above the law.
Mm-hmm.
And what's strange is you're seeing some people be held to that. At the very same time, the same people that are being held to that aren't holding themselves to it.
Hmm.
You think about the Fast and Furious when, you know, the attorney general is a part of a guns to the drug lords that end up killing mm-hmm. one of our law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Officers, you know, giving guns to our enemy and then standing before Congress, which is us, by the way. When people get called to Congress, it's a representative government. And so when the Congress is asking somebody a question, that's you asking them mm-hmm. through your representative government. So when they sit there and say, and the attorney general says, I will not tell you, picture them saying that to you and that it's a government by the people and for the people. And so you should be all upset about it. And you should be saying, wait a minute, you're not above the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
You just, when we ask you a question, Mr. We let you be in here for 4 years, Attorney General, that, you know, you should answer us because
that's
we
right.
need to know if you need to be here or not. If not, we can impeach you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's supposed to happen. And so we're seeing right now, right in our faces. And that's how, you know, one thing you can normally tell that when God is humbling a nation, that when it's being done right in their faces, and nobody's acknowledging it, then God is allowing some things to take place, and we're being humbled as a nation.
Mm.
Well, John, here is the third question. The third question from the United States citizenship test that you have to take to become a citizen.
What was the answer?
That was the answer.
No one's above the law.
I mean, here's some various ways you can answer it. You could say everyone must follow the law.
Mm.
Leaders must obey the law. Government must obey the law, or basically no one's above it.
No one's above it.
So the law applies to everybody. Like when a law enforcement officer comes and enforces the laws in your life,
mm-hmm.
then we say, well, listen, Mr. and Mrs. Law Enforcement Officer, you have to do that in a legal way. You cannot violate the laws. You cannot violate my rights. You can't, you know, search me without probable cause.
Mm-hmm.
And because that would be a violation of the Fourth Amendment rights, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
so then they would be above the law if they did that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the rule of law. So what happens when we no longer obey the law? America falls apart. What happens when we no longer function in our economy? Then it just begins to crumble. That's what's happening right now. $16 billion in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And we're borrowing money from other nations to sustain our life, and it's not gonna continue to work like that. Well, John, number 13. Here we go. Number 3 for today. The question is, I know you're going to get this now because that's like a 50. You got a 50,
you
50.
You got
like 0.5 on the other one because I had to help you occupy Wall Street. I said Occupy Wall Street and you said Wall Street. I'm like, oh, come on, no. That was like that 99 there against capitalism, you know?
Okay.
I mean, I'm with you. I mean, if I wasn't looking at this, I would be at least better at it. No, I wouldn't. I mean,
all right.
I'm learning with you. No, I'm sure our audience is learning too. They're going, oh my goodness. Wow. I will no longer talk about illegal aliens in America or new people coming. Listen, this is the question, John. Here you go. Name one branch, just one branch or part of the government. Name one branch or part of the government. Okay, here we go. Name one part or one branch of the government.
Judicial.
Yay! Oh my goodness, you did it! Oh my goodness! So, woo! You should see Pat's face. It's like, oh man, that was an easy one. That was an easy one, you know, like
right.
Congress. You got
executive.
You got the executive.
Oh.
You got Congress or the You got the executive branch, which is the president. Mm-hmm. You got the legislative branch, which is Congress, mm-hmm. and you have the judicial branch, which is the courts. Mm-hmm. And it's so important because the next particular question really explains this. And it's going to go to Pat. Pat, this is your citizenship test. Mm. You may have to continue to pack up your luggage here. The question is, what stops? This may sound foreign to us today because of things we're seeing. Mm. What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful? What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful? Okay, so what is the one thing that keeps one branch, here's a question. What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful?
Well, wouldn't it be the other two branches?
Kind of in a way, but you're not going to get
Samsonite
it.
Samsonite coming.
He's Samson Fright. That
Well, the electoral process, that'd be one.
Get here, bro. Just can't stop right now. He's gonna help you.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about you answer it?
It's checks and balances. In a way, what you're saying, yeah, but it's checks and balances or the separation of powers. So people are saying, I can't believe that the Speaker of the House is being so dogmatic to the president and saying, listen, we are not gonna go that way with the fiscal cliff. And people say, he's just being a bully. He's not being a bully. It's separation of powers. Congress has total equal powers to the president. And the judiciary branch has total equal powers. The Supreme Court has total equal powers to Congress and total equal powers to the president. No one branch can tell the other branch what to do. And it's called checks and balances. So it's good that and understand that the Congress represents us better than anybody else because Congress is the number of congressmen based off how many people are in your state and how many people they represent in your state. They personally represent you. And so when Congress was voted in this last election, it was said very specifically, we want you in office. And the majority of Congress is saying, which means the majority of Americans are saying, listen, we want it to go this way. We agree that there is a huge problem here. It's a spending problem, they say, and that we do need to bring revenue on the table. But we can do that by cutting a whole bunch of loopholes and not taxing the rich because then they're the ones that are going to continue to be able to be the employers and all that's going on. And the president's saying something different than that. Well, he has total powers too, and he has equal powers to Congress, and so he can say, and so they have to compromise. That's what politician means. The word politic means, you know. They say, never mind. I'm not going to say that joke, but that means compromise. So then you have these two equal powers. they come together and they say, listen, we're going to have to work out a compromise here. And that's what America's wanting. America's wanting, listen, come together and work something out. Mm-hmm. And they can be bullheaded and go into January 1st and this thing automatically hits, you know, and that can happen, which I pretty much predict unless somebody gets their way totally, then that's probably what's going to happen, which basically gets their way. But understand that that's okay for Congress to stand up and say, you know, Mr. President, we honor you and we understand what you're saying. And what you say is a mandate. We don't think it's a mandate because we got voted into power too. And we're equal we need to negotiate and come out with a compromise because America wants us to work together. They want these equal powers, separation of powers to work together. And that's what America's saying. You know, start right. Reaching your arms across the aisle and work something out. Well, if you walk in and say, listen, it's 100% my way or the highway, that is not compromise, mm-hmm. You know? And there's some values, you know, you can't compromise on. Like, for example, you're a Christian. There's some things can't go there. But this is stuff about the things you can compromise about, you know, who's going to be taxed, who's not going to be taxed, and mm-hmm. You know, just right. Work this thing out to keep from hitting a physical cliff. But understand that we're learning in the citizenship test that it's called checks and balances. That's what that is. Think about it. If Congress wasn't there, where would this current executive branch have taken us?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Thank God for the anchor called Congress right now. It's actually moving, but it's being drugged that way. Right. And but the problem is that the executive branch now is making laws. They're calling them regulations, but they're actually executing these new regulations, which are becoming basically laws to us, policies. Cool. And that's not supposed to happen, because you'll find out a little bit later in the test. So it's called checks and balances. And this next one, this last one goes to Pat, right? Oh, John. To John. He's like, no. No, John, here it is, John. The last one for today of the U.S. citizenship test is, who is in charge of the executive branch? Who is in charge of the executive branch? All right, John. Who is in charge of the executive branch?
It is Alex. It is the president.
Congratulations. Oh, my goodness. I thought you were going to call him Alex. Like, oh, my goodness. Great. Wonderful. Wonderful. That's right. The executive branch.
I'm sorry. I thought I was on Jeopardy for 1 minute.
You did, right? All right. It does feel like Jeopardy, right? Mm-hmm. What is not the president? How you word that? What is the president? It's the president of the United States. So when you have the executive branch, you have his cabinet, you have all of his appointees, secretary of state. And when you see things going wrong with the secretary of state, you see things going wrong with Benghazi and the ambassador to the United Nations, you know, the buck stops with the president.
That's right.
It stops with the president. He told everybody, he says, listen, don't go after her. Come to me. Mm-hmm. Which was a wide open door. Okay. Like, okay, we'll be there in a few moments.
We'll be right over, huh?
Yeah, and I noticed that a lot of them, you know, Congress turned their direction, you know, to him at that particular point, which is right. I mean, that's what happens as executive branch that happens. You did a wonderful job. Oh. We're finishing up with, yes.
There's one more.
Okay. Oh, one more?
No, there's not. That's five.
That's five. That is five for today.
You had three, I had two.
All right.
Everybody did so well on the test. Listen, stay tuned for more. Stay tuned for more. He wanted you to have another one.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for more, because we want to find out. We want to stop telling people that you need to be a good good American when we ourselves don't even know what it's like to be a good American. We don't even know these things. So we need to learn these things again, mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing. We have actually, at this particular point, only have 15 questions about America, and we've done kind of okay, but kind of not okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For somebody who's been living here our entire lives, you know what I'm saying? So that just kind of puts us in a unaware sense. So congratulations. We are moving on for today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.